Wonder if you'd see if might be appropriate if Dr. Chase might want to drop in. He's a member of the American Council. Just drop in and sit in on my conference. President, it's a nice gesture. Did you go again, go to hear that later?
No.
I went over to saw the beginning.
I was going to tell you that one of the things that I mentioned this before, and you didn't have anybody there to talk with, this is not his idea, but I made it your boss, Nancy Cousin.
I heard you did the opening remark.
Yeah. No, that's Nancy Cousin. Now, what I'm referring to is I made about 15 minutes of talk or so about comments about free labor, et cetera. But it isn't covered in the suggestion notes.
Yeah.
There's one of those, but mainly about the history of the United States, that labor unions were not recognized at the beginning, Lincoln's time, and so forth and so on, that only in the 30s did the Wagon Labor Act, Relations Act, do it, this and that, so forth. But it's a kind of thing, you have any kind of a front of the press that would say, no, that's a hell of a damn good thing. We didn't have anybody there. George Shultz was there, but he saw it.
Sigrid was there.
But Sigrid,
I see what you're talking about.
Okay, I understand.
That's hot news.
I see. No, I meant it. One day.
Well, you put it on television, and maybe it was a good move to put it on.
No, there won't be anything. No, I meant this is the kind of a thing that sometimes, I mentioned it several times, that we do go, you go out and do things like this, and somebody want to do it. It's the kind of a thing. Dick Moore doesn't quite catch it either because he's more in sort of an emotional thing. But this was basically a very thoughtful analysis of the relation between labor and government and so forth and so on.
Is Kirkland the type who would understand that? I mean, you put up with him at all on this?
He might. But you get it really. See what I mean? I mean, it's a kind of a thing a political science professor would take a week to dictate on, but which, out of vast experience in this area, traveling and meeting labor leaders around the world, I was able to put it in a way that needed to be said. Anyway, I just think in the future sometimes that there's a, I know that it was Sapphire, and I asked him if he's already going to pick up the quotes. They don't really pick up. Sometimes I feel, I guess they can. More veterans in the fire. Mm-hmm. I guess everybody is oriented, though, toward the hot news and the clever line and the quip. That's about what it is. But you've got a lot of news, clever line.
Well, there's a reason,
what you say.
There's a reason that they are, which is a valid reason, which is that that's everything that we get, that you can get. You take the other stuff, you can work that out of it, and it's still, you may get it into Victor Lasky.
Yeah, some people will be, like, don't take it.
Now, this is one, Reisel. Reisel can make a hell of a story.
Oh, yeah, Senator.
Colson should peddle this to Reisel. That's where you can get some money.
Yeah. But I want to suggest one other thing. Could a client also, since it would help to our key editors and so forth, that radio speeches should be mailed?
You
understand. The radio speeches bother just, you know what it is.
Yep.
They're fillers.
Yep.
But it lets people in. You stop to think of it. I've talked now about taxes and spending and the work ethic. The work ethic should be in it. I just send all and I'm going to have this thing on paternalism and I've covered crime. I thought that we're really doing awful well. You know what I mean? When they said, why doesn't he talk about the issues? I've covered the issues. Gravely.
Oh, sure. That's why the radio thing is, I still think it's a hell of a good device. And it's a much better way to talk about the issues than to go on the road and start peddling them in phony settings.
better yet, was the way to think about it yesterday.
Good afternoon. Now those who go repeat that.
Yes, for college. he's going to say two, the C2, and I'll say yes.
Yeah, he will see that, yeah.
That's not enough.
Fine, I don't think you better say that you're not C2.
Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me.
Say what's going on.
I love it.
Or does it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Point of the truth. Well, two Daniel Baxter, oh, well, two will see, because I read a letter.
Oh, yes, that's, in fact, that's what he's talking for now, for the meeting with him.
Just the other tight question that will come is, did Henry decide to do this after today's meeting in Paris? Did the president ask him to go as a result of today's meeting in Paris?
No. I would say no, no. The president. I think we better say that we made the decision a few weeks ago. We sat here, it was over yesterday. And the president has come back and directed Dr. Kissinger to go at a time that, there was, that he could work it out. I don't think we should say we should go. If you say it's a result of the meeting, you're right out there in that limit that we don't want to be on. You agree, Al?
I agree, and I think he just goes right back to this. This is a routine keeping him abreast of
it. Well, the point the point that's going to be raised is, when did he decide this? We don't want to say he decided it today.
No,
it's like, no, the president directed, the president discussed this matter with Dr. Kissinger before he left. Now, they're also going to ask,
then
is that the reason he went to the field? That means that you'll say, as a matter of fact, he already left in Paris, yes.
Of course, they'll say the other.
Why didn't you ask?
I said, well, Ron, you woke us up at 5:30 this morning and told us Henry's going to Paris. Why didn't you tell us at that time he was going to Saigon?
Because we were.
Well, there was a chance maybe the meetings would have extended into 2 days in Paris.
His instructions were, when he finished the meeting in Paris, he'd go on to Saigon.
Yeah, they made that the conclusion of the meeting. And we did not know when the meeting would conclude.
Yeah.
How's that sound to you?
Now looks like the meetings will be over today.
Yeah, that he will go on from Saigon, assuming that the meetings are concluded. I can't tell you the time, but he will go on. And then we learn today that the meetings, it appears, it is likely will conclude today,
right.
And he will go on. And that's that.
That's the reason. That's
how that sounds. I think it is concerning, but I think it's very important how we indicate we made this decision before he went. Otherwise, breakthrough.
Immediately, you'll get that.
Right. So we just say, no, the president can direct him. As a matter of fact, we discussed this matter. Felt that it was important that the president said that the president's instructions are continued, but as soon as he completed the talks that he had scheduled for Paris today, he was going to Saigon. The announcement what was going on would be made as soon as we definitely knew the time. It now appears the time will be that.
Right.
How's that sound to you?
That's fine.
Anything else?
Well, then on the automatic question which comes, does the president stand by his previous statement about the support of Q? You see, they're all given, and I'm going to say they're absolutely stands by that statement. You know, as
I would say this. I'd put it this way. What is involved is the support of the government of South Vietnam. President Chu is the elected leader of that government. And the president stands by that government. How's that sound to me? Right out.
Sure.
I don't want to put it. As the president said yesterday, and he opposes the imposition of a communist government upon the people of South Vietnam against their will. You can read those two in context. But the president, we will not betray our allies. Our allies, gentlemen, the government of South Vietnam, President Chu is the elected leader of that government. So we stand by our allies. But we're talking about the government of 17 million people. We're standing by the 17 million people of South Vietnam, of which Governor Tu, I mean President Chu, is the elected leader. I just wouldn't get in the business. President stands by Chu.
Isn't it better for Ron to say the president's expressed? And there's no change.
Very clearly, there's no change.
I think so. If I get into this, it'll be too much.
The president, no elaboration of the president's position. He stated clearly.
And there's no change.
As we stated yesterday, no change in that position.
Right.
Because I have said, I stood by it before.
Yes, sir.
I said, are you willing to die for President Chu? And you'd say, no. And then what's your next one?
Right.
That's Al's right. That goes to Marcus Chu. And
I just say you stated your position on that.
Right, the same position, the position remains unchanged. The COVID has moved ahead by.
Okay.
That's it, I may ask you that it's at what price I want the, you know, the equipment system reserves when we can pay. We're going to cash trade them.
Yes, sir. I have to talk to some other grounds.
What did I say to them? Public. So they never reproduce. No, well, listen, because of the cut, as an actor, she's sterile.
Yes, sir.
Just say sterilized.